walk on. I was just astounded at the level of cleanliness they were able to achieve and the fact that they were able to do it so fast. True Clean Carpet has a true steam cleaning process that gets deep down into your carpet and doesn't leave any residue behind because they never use any shampoos or detergents on your carpet. 99% of the reviews they receive online give them 5 stars for outstanding service, like Vicky in O'Fallon, Illinois, who says they're courteous, professional, thorough, and meticulous. They won't disappoint you either. Give them a call. And remember, no matter how it got dirty, to get it truly clean, you've got to call True Clean Carpet at 314-427-9500. That's 314-427-9500, or go to truecleancarpet.com.
Hey, would you buy a house without looking inside? Well, of course not. Well, shouldn't you be just as diligent when choosing a financial advisor? Hey, it's Sean Hannity here, and just as a house is more than 4 walls, well, a financial advisor is more than just a nice office. Now, what's their background? Do they work in your best interest as a fiduciary? What's their financial specialty? Now, you want to know all these things because the chances are, over your lifetime, you're going to trust them with far more than the value of your home, because knowledge and experience count for a lot in retirement income planning. Here in St. Louis, you need to know Ken and Lori Heise and the team at the Heise Advisory Group. Call them now at 314-328-6000. That's 314-328-6000. Don't be cavalier with your financial assets. Heise Advisory Group, 314-328-6000.
Investment advisory services offered through AE Wealth Management, LLC. AEWM and Heise Advisory Group are not affiliated companies. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal.
This is Larry Connors, and I think I drove by your house the other day. It looks great, but I noticed you might have some shingles missing and maybe some other roof damage. Take a moment to call my friend, John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. Take care of it before everyone else starts calling, before the thunderstorms start pounding us. That way, next time I drive by, I won't have to worry. I'll know your home is protected. John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
Guys don't really talk about antiperspirant. Despite that, 91% of Dove Men Plus Care users recommend it. Here's what they said.
It blocks the, perspiration, I think is the fancy word.
It's comfortable. it smells nice. My girl likes the smell.
Plus, it's hard.
I think it's quite masculine. My underarms aren't the worst thing at the gym.
It's kind of like the Hoover Dam from armpits, I guess.
Dove Men Plus Care Antiperspirant. Tough on sweat, not on skin.
Hi, this is Molly from the Piccadilly Manhattan. The backyard barbecue season is gearing up. Come join us Wednesdays for our 24-ounce pork steak that you can cut with a fork. We smoke them with hickory and charcoal and season them with our own rub and sauce. Pork not your thing? Get a brisket burger that we grind in-house every day, finished with American cheese on a Hawaiian bun. We have daily specials and a full bar. We're open Tuesday through Saturday. Call for details or a reservation today. 314-646-0016. See you soon.
Say how much I like this theme music
every week.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, and I don't even know the band that sings it or anything.
Seventh Planet Band.
Oh, come on! What now? How about that? I didn't even know
Isn't
who it was.
Something?
That is something, man.
Yeah.
It is time to check in with Maximilian Foyzy. What a great name!
Thank you.
Well, it is. I like people with my wife has an unusual name. Tyann. Tyann. That's her name. Nobody else has that name. Frank. And even Ian, that's not, every day.
I know. 5 tie-ins.
Dan.
Actually.
Right. 5 tie-ins?
5 different tie-ins.
No,
really?
No, you do not.
No.
Of course
you're
not.
You're full of crap. Now, there was a great poem, someone's about I don't remember exactly what the poem said, but it's something like, it was called Be Proud of Your Name. And it said something like, be proud of your name. Be proud of who you are. Your name is yours and yours alone. It makes you a superstar. I'm making this up.
Wow.
But the whole point was, be proud of your name. And it was signed anonymous.
Oh.
It was the author. That was funny.
Did you ever
go to somebody and say, hey, what's your name? And then go, Puddin' Tane, ask me again, and I'll tell you the same.
No, I've never heard of that.
Really?
Have you guys ever heard of that?
No.
No. What is Puddin' Tane?
I feel like we've
had this conversation.
No, are you serious that you've never heard that?
I think I heard it here on this show.
No, we're joking. I heard it when I was a kid all the time.
Yeah. Besides this show, I've never heard that.
Really?
It's one of the many stupid things you do as a kid, and you never stop to go, why am I doing this stupid thing?
Yeah, and I don't know where it ever came from, Puddin' and Tane.
You do that, and you'll be sorry. I'll beat you up. You and whose army?
Yeah.
He just said stuff because everybody else said. Or the best one was, hey, you can't do that. Oh, yeah? Free country. What's the best one? So here's the deal. This is Maximilian Foisy, and he tells you primarily about movies, the ones he thinks are good, the ones he thinks are bad. We're going to have to talk a little bit about this Big Sick, too, because I got another email.
Dan saw it.
And Dan liked it. Paul Harris liked it.
People love it.
And then I had an advertiser text me yesterday and said his wife saw it. I didn't particularly think it was that good.
The first comment I've ever heard negative against it, actually.
Me, too.
Yeah, because everybody else is gushing about it.
Me, too. Well, first of all, let's officially welcome, courtesy of Window World, the number one selling replacement window in the United States, Maximilian Foisy. Share the email with you that I got this morning, because I read my emails in the morning, and hang on, I put here it is right here. It says, Frank, my wife and I decided to go yesterday. Now let me stop and say, remember, folks, Peon said that Rotten Tomatoes gives this 97% of the public likes this movie. Reviewers like this movie. That's a tremendous, you don't see that number very often. And so we're talking about it. Dan saw it. He liked it. And then one of our advertisers, and I respect, I like him, but for whatever reason, he and his wife,
they said
it was so-so and too slow. So here's the email again. Yep. Dear Frank, my wife and I decided to go yesterday to see this film, The Big Sick. We have not gone to a movie in over 15 years.
Wow.
And we never watch movies at home. I cannot stand violence, over-the-top, unrealistic stories with effects, and this includes almost every film anymore. And he's right. He says, maybe we're old, maybe whatever. Nevertheless, we found this movie to be a great human interest story with a different slant, a believable love story.
Well, because it's a true story.
He says, and maybe not the greatest movie ever, but well worth the time. And we were so glad we decided to go. People today appear to prefer shooting, explosions, a lot of quick editing cuts, excessive violence, and fictional human beings. There isn't a joke every 15 seconds, and the humor is somewhat dry and subtle, but it's the pacing that we experience in real life. On Golden Pond, he says, was a great film, had a similar normalcy, for what it's worth. Thanks, David. David, thank you.
Well, that sounds like a very positive review.
Sounds like a guy who wants your job. Pretty well done, man.
He can have it.
No, it is a positive review.
Although he hasn't seen a movie in 15 years, so it'd be tough to be a critic.
But for a guy who hadn't been in the movies 15 years, to make a decision to go based on everything he's heard about this movie.
And he liked it.
And he liked it.
Yeah, that's great.
So,
and you know what? He made some good points about the pacing of it and how it is just...
like real life.
It's real life. But Max said, because my daughter said... Is this a true story? And I said, you know what? I don't know. And at the end, it says, yeah, I do.
What?
What's her name?
Alyssa.
How old is she?
20.
Never mentioned her.
Yeah.
The star of the film co-wrote this with his wife, who, after he met her, she fell into a coma. And so this is a true story that he then, and they decided, I don't know how, I guess she's a writer anyway, and he's a stand-up comic, and they thought, there's something funny about the way we got together. And
nothing
they wrote
funnier
this
than a coma.
Right? I mean, that's what you would think.
That's a funny story.
That, I think, is the genius of this movie, is nobody else, if they had that story, would try to make a comedy out of it, and they did, and it's winning all kinds of audience approval.
I thought, real quickly, another thing we've all said and heard said, and I kind of like it. I don't know why. Yeah, serious. I'm serious as a heart attack.
Mm-hmm.
Or serious as a train wreck.
Yeah.
So what were you going to say then?
I was going to say that, and I told Max earlier, it's like there are some touching moments, and right before it starts to get, like, you could get really sad about something, there's a joke that comes in, and it brings you all out of it, and it's really
like you do in real life.
Yeah.
When you see everything is kind of going down, you kind of interject some levity or something.
Yeah.
So, and it's just called The Big Sick. Can I ask, are you giving anything away?
I'm not
mean?
I've not seen it.
Dan, what does it mean, the big sick? What is that?
She gets sick. She's
But that's not a very common.
She's put into a coma from the.
It's not a good title.
Medical. No, it's not a good title.
I mean, they couldn't use
think.
While you were sleeping because that was already a coma comedy.
Yeah,
yes, they could. Bullock.
You can't copyright or trademark titles to movies or books.
They should have called it Citizen Kane.
A comedy.
A comedy. There you go.
Comedy. Done and done.
100% A comedy.
Wow.
Ian, you win.
That's it.
You win. That's quarter of the day.
Comedy.
It should have been called a comedy.
Sitcom.
Even the tagline could have been like a real life comedy.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, who did it?
Hey, I watched the roast of Alec Baldwin on Spike TV.
I've got an Alec Baldwin story, actually.
All right. I'm watching this roast. Robert De Niro is one of the people who gets up and does a horrible job of reading.
I've heard it's not funny.
So somebody else got up and they referred to De Niro. They guess you're going to see Robert De Niro here. And I think it was maybe Alec Baldwin. And then he said something about a guy whose career has gone so far south that he'll take any script from any horrible, lousy rom-com. And they cut to De Niro. And then you can read his lips. He leans to the woman next to him and goes, "What's a rom-com?"
Nice.
He didn't have any idea.
A comedy. Didn't know. That's great.
Yeah. So what do you have?
Well, I want to do a quick follow-up on the Muppet story from last week. Now, off the air, we were just having a discussion about how management always does the right thing and always has their pulse on what is right and wrong and how you should always do what management wants you to do.
Right.
Well, especially that's what
we
here,
were,
yeah.
That's
yeah.
what we were talking about
yeah,
off the yeah, air yeah. right before
yeah,
we came okay. on there.
Yeah.
So last week, I was talking about how this Steve Whitmire guy, the guy who had voiced Kermit for 37 years, had been fired, and I was kind of shocked by that. I mean, how do you have that gig for 37 years, and you're voicing Kermit, all of a sudden Sesame Street says, you're gone? I don't know if you guys remember...
It'd be like firing... Who's the Bugs Bunny guy? The
Mel
original,
Blanc.
Firing Mel Blanc.
It'd be like firing Frank Opinion. You kidding me?
Nah.
But last year on ABC, there was a primetime show called The Muppets, and I tried to watch a couple of episodes, and to me, they seemed to get the characters all wrong. They were trying to be edgy and Miss Piggy and Kermit, and just it didn't feel like the Muppets that I knew. Well, apparently it's come out now that this guy who was performing Kermit for so long under the tutelage of Jim Henson, even before he passed away, was sending notes to ABC going, I don't think Kermit would do this. I don't think Kermit would do that. Now, to me, he was right.
Right.
He knew this character. And ABC said he was being problematic and he was complaining too much, forwarded all the emails to Sesame Street, and they fired
him. Yeah.
So,
that
I guess
makes sense.
The lesson here is don't have any integrity for your creativity
don't have
at all.
Any sensible input.
Just roll over and do whatever management wants you to do, because that's the only way you can keep a job now, right?
That's how it works here.
Okay, sort of. All right, just want to make sure. I do not watch Game of Thrones. Are there any Game of Thrones viewers?
My wife is an absolute, I don't know how you can be a bigger, more loyal every episode. And it seems to me there must be 1,000 episodes. She's always watching Game of Thrones.
What all of the Game of Thrones fans that I know are all female.
Yeah.
And yet,
it's
a very violent show with dragons and sorcery and beheadings.
Breasts.
And lots of nudity. So you wouldn't think on paper, women are going to like this. All of a sudden.
They're not truthful with us.
Wait, there's nudity in it?
They like stuff like that.
Lots
there's
of
naked
nudity.
Dragons, I think.
Yeah, really?
Is there frontal nudity of men? I bet there is. I bet there is.
Oh.
I wouldn't know about that.
You think that's why the women are watching?
Exactly. I've only seen the other.
The other nudity.
Females.
But you don't watch the show, Ian. How could you possibly... Oh, the internet.
Oh, the internet.
The internet has nudity?
Yeah, it's great. You don't even have to watch the whole show.
Doesn't
they just cut out the clips for
watch,
you.
You know, well, I can't even say that. Watch the whole show.
What? Oh, the whole... Yeah, the entire episode.
I've never said that. Yeah, you don't have to watch the whole show.
On the internet, you do.
Ed Sheeran is this really popular singer-songwriter right now. I can't stand him.
He's a redheaded kind of guy.
He looks like a hobbit, basically. And I guess he was a fan of Game of Thrones, and in the season premiere over the weekend, they had him in the beginning scene, and he starts singing a song, and a character says to him, I don't recognize that one. He stops, looks at the camera, and says, it's a new one, and just stops the whole episode.
Down the third wall.
Yes. So the audience who loves the show with a passion, as you said, Frank, hates this now. They hate Ed Sheeran. They were slamming his Twitter, saying, "How dare you ruin this show that we've loved for the past 6 years?" And he deleted his Twitter account because of all of the hatred from Game of Thrones.
Was it live? I mean,
no. I guess they just thought it would be funny
to leave it in
to do that to the audience, and the audience was not having it. So.
No, she's serious about that game.
I think it's too serious of an
audience. Here's the other one. You do not interrupt my wife or try to get her attention. Outlander. Oh, man.
I know there was a popular book series.
Oh, yeah, she's like, got the book.
Isn't it like Scottish time travel or
yes,
something?
Yes, time travel.
You're right, it's Scottish time travel. I don't even know.
And I will admit, there's a real hot.
Scottish.
The woman who starts is dark haired,
right?
Hot woman.
Okay.
Yeah, and there's some topless stuff.
Wow.
Yeah.
How do you walk through the room and I've seen
it? Walk through the room. Would this be findable on the interwebs? Would that be a thing?
Interwebs.
Maybe during the break? No. I don't know.
Yeah. So
you brought up Alec Baldwin. You know how NBC has been doing these live productions over the past couple of years? They did Peter Pan. They did Hairspray.
Right.
What was the first one they did? I mean, they did Wizard of Oz.
Sound of Music.
And
right,
they did Grease also.
Grease, you're right.
Allison Williams did Peter Pan.
Yeah. That's right. Yeah, very good.
Wasn't...
Christopher Walken was
a horrible Hook. Yeah.
But he was so horribly great, yeah. I thought. Yeah. The next one they're doing is A Few Good Men. Which will be next spring.
Oh, come on. Yep. Don't ruin
it.
Now, the tough thing is, who do you get to play Colonel Jessup? Jack Nicholson, one of the great roles, right?
Here's the answer. Nobody. You don't do that.
They're going to do it with Alec Baldwin.
Well, I got to tell you something. He can pull it off.
That's the thing. I was just like you. I was against the whole idea. Yeah. But then I read that, and I thought, you know what? Baldwin is a great choice. Yeah, he can be sort of menacing. He can be intimidating.
Sort of. Yeah.
Well, sort of.
And he can be funny. I want to not like Alec Baldwin because I think he's probably a jerk. But, man, he's funny, and he can be serious and mean.
I'll bet he'd be a great guest, too, if you get him in here. I think he'd be fantastic.
You bet.
It'd be tough to talk politics with him and other stuff, but I think he's a talented. And how dare the rest of his brothers, by the way, try to ride on his coat. Back in the 90s, when he was a big star, all of a sudden, every other Baldwin goes, I can act, too.
Yeah.
Daniel and Steven and Billy. Dude, what are they doing now? They're doing nothing. I'm sure he's loaning them money.
But I think
there's another biodome in the works.
I think it'd be very difficult to be that most successful Baldwin, pick any other last name. Because they resent you, yet they don't want to disassociate themselves with you because you've got money and you can help them out. And it's just awkward.
And to go back, I forgot he was in Beetlejuice. And that was not too long ago. And it was like... Oh my!
He's so different in that movie.
He is.
He's like a schlubby little guy with glasses. And he's really good.
I rented a movie, and it was like a bunch of. It was a bunch of rabbis.
Here it comes.
And they're all crammed into a Volkswagen Bug. Beetlejuice.
Thank you. I like it.
Thank you.
So speaking of comedy, I think this movie is still in theaters right now. They did a big screen version of Baywatch, and it was kind of the only way you could do a big screen version of Baywatch. They made fun of Baywatch because it was a horrible show, even though it was at one time the biggest show on TV for many years worldwide.
I think Pam Anderson had a lot to do with
the slow motion running and everything.
Yeah.
But Hasselhoff was so excited that he had another show after Knight Rider that was really big, and so when they did the movie, they had Hasselhoff come back and do a cameo in it. Well, the movie died at the box office here, and it was kind of too bad because I thought it was sort of funny. It was, The Rock was in, and it was pretty good, but it didn't do anything here. Well, the studio, they thought, Hasselhoff is actually pretty big in Germany. We've heard this for a long time.
German name.
Well, and he's released albums there.
He's like Jerry Lewis is in France.
Yes. And so we knew this in the 80s and in the 90s. Well, the studio took a gamble that maybe the Germans still love him. So for the press tour for Baywatch here in the States, they had The Rock, go out, Zac Efron, hey, come see our movie. Nobody cared. In Germany, they just sent Hasselhoff over there, even though he just has a cameo. Turns out Baywatch has made more money in Germany than the most recent Transformers, Mummy, or Wonder Woman films. It's like the biggest hit of the summer.
If I were that guy, I'd move to Germany. You'd be the king of Germany.
You'd be the king of Germany.
Wow.
Yeah, so good. I guess the Germans still love David Hasselhoff.
I don't like the name because Hassel sounds like Hasselhoff.
Yeah.
A little bit too close, but... Just an observation.
All right, well, let's talk about what is out on Blu-ray and DVD today a pretty big movie that comes to streaming tomorrow. So we'll hit that one last. So let's talk about the movies on Blu-ray and DVD today. A couple of releases from this year. One is a movie that nobody saw that I would implore your audience to rent. It's on Blu-ray and DVD today. It's called The Promise. It's got Oscar Isaac and Christian Bale. And this is a true story about the Armenian genocide 100 years ago, something that was hushed up by the French government, by our government, and it's just now coming to light that this happened. Now, it seems like a downer subject, because it is. It's genocide.
Usually a downer.
Absolutely. Yeah. And so I get why people didn't go to the big screen to see this, because who wants to see a movie about genocide? But now that it's on the small screen format, I think it makes for a great rental. It's an important story. It's got great acting and a really convincing script. And plus, it has a sort of an epic nature to it. It feels like an old throwback, like a Lawrence of Arabia type epic. So I highly recommend it. It's called The Promise. It's probably going to be on my top 10 list this year. If you like period pieces, even if you like something.
I don't like that name.
Even if you like something
pieces.
Like.
They need another word.
Even if you like something like Titanic, which is a real life tragedy with a love story, this one is kind of similar. So I would highly recommend The Promise. It's out today.
The management here doesn't like any mention of anything about periods and stuff.
Also on Blu-ray and DVD today, a movie that you, I think, liked a whole lot, Frank, and I did not.
I'll tell you the one I really did like.
This happens all the time.
And you can only watch it on certain players, and it was, boy, what clarity, like 8K about a young blind singer. It was only available on Blu-ray, Charles.
A movie with Samuel Jackson.
Thank you, Dan.
John Goodman and Tom Hiddleston called Kong Skull Island.
It's good. It's really good.
It's out today.
Wait, I can tell by your face you hated it.
We've talked about it.
I just remembered that when I said
it. I did not like this movie.
I really did.
And you know what? A lot of people really did. And I like monster movies.
You know what I liked about it? Because I went expecting to just see a big ape, Kong. No. That was,
you get the skull creatures, the snakes.
You got stuff you never expect coming out. And I saw it, I think, in 3D, which is even better.
Well, it's out today on Blu-ray and DVD. And actually, it is also released on 3D Blu-ray. If you have a lot of money and you have one of those 3D Blu-ray sets,
very few people.
I don't know if those even work at home.
It's not the same. I watched it one time.
I haven't watched one.
No, it's not good. It's not good.
Well, Kong Skull Island is out today. And then this is a hole in my viewing history. I have not seen this film. But it's out today on another special edition DVD. Stars Errol Flynn and Olivia de Havilland, who is still alive, by the way. Talking about the adventures of Robin Hood.
Does she live overseas? She's like 100 or something?
And she's suing FX because they had this show called Feud about Bette Davis and Joan Crawford. And they had Catherine Zeta-Jones play Olivia de Havilland. Well, yes. She's still alive. And she said, nobody consulted me about this. You got all this wrong. So she's suing, which I think is great at her age, that she still cares.
But how big an audience can there be for a movie about a feud between Joan?
Oh, it was huge. It was
really?
A huge rating success. Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Well, on Blu-ray today is The Adventures of Robin Hood. I've heard this is one of the great adventure films. I believe it's from the late 30s, early 40s. I just have not seen it. So I don't know if anybody else. Have you guys ever watched the old Errol Flynn Robin Hood?
Of Robin Hood? No.
No, really? No.
I never cared for Robin Hood.
What do you mean, heck no?
I don't care anything about Robin Hood.
I never got into Robin Hood.
Not a Robin Hood guy?
No. Not like Zorro.
So you're more of a Zorro guy.
Yeah.
Everybody has their action person that they go to.
I never got into Zorro either.
Yeah, like he's kind of a cool guy.
Yeah.
What was Zorro's name?
Z.
Yeah. His name was
I don't know. And his name was Antonio Banderas.
Well, I'm trying to think of Zorro's actual name. This is going to bug me now. I'm sure somebody on Twitter will tell me what it is, or Ian's going to Google it. And then finally, I've got a movie that hits streaming tomorrow. So if you have Netflix, or if you can get somebody's password, what is it, Ian?
Don Diego de
Don
la
Diego.
Vega.
There we go. Don Diego.
That's a great name.
It's a great name, right? Hitting Netflix tomorrow is Rogue One, A Star Wars Story, which is the Star Wars movie that came out last December. Now, for everybody who has not kept up with Star Wars, I know you watched the first one when it came out in 77. That's the only one you need to see, Frank, before you watch this one, which is available tomorrow. It's called Rogue One. So if you all you've seen is that first Star Wars movie.
And I need to see it again because I'm the only person probably that exists.
That didn't
I can't remember anything about Star Wars. I don't remember anything. I remember Harrison Ford was a young guy in
it.
And there was a name, Luke Skywalker. I don't know the story. I don't know who's going from where to where, who's Parent Luke. I'm your father.
The Death Star.
The nice thing about Rogue One is it's a standalone story, pretty much. And so you can just watch it blind, and it can be your introduction to a lot of these characters.
Would you say that to Ray Charles? Would you say it's Stevie Wonder? So you know, Stevie, you can just watch it blind.
Do you really think Stevie Wonder is blind? Because there's a whole thing on the internet that he's been faking it this whole time.
Wouldn't that be great?
Well, there's this whole conspiracy theory, and they have evidence, video evidence to back it up.
I think.
It looks pretty convincing.
I've never heard this conspiracy.
You know what? You need to Google it, because
I think this
could
be the greatest thing. Wouldn't that be something?
Yeah.
And it was a press conference.
I have never heard that.
No. Oh, it's pretty big on the interconnected websites out there. And apparently there's video evidence where he can catch things and see things. And he turns his head. I mean, there's all kinds of things out there. I'm not saying I buy into
Great.
It. But
and
apparently, Ian's watching one of them right now.
He deserves an Academy Award. That's the greatest, longest term acting job ever.
Nobody would be upset with him at all.
No.
We would all
just
start.
I agree.
Well,
man, good one, Steven.
You got us.
I agree.
Well, my name is Max, and I'll be back next Friday. As a matter of fact, this Friday with Paul Harris.
All right, man. That'll be a good night.
No, that's Paul Harris. What? That was Harvey that says
Maximilian Foisy, brought to you by Window World. The number one selling replacement window in the United States. And, boy, this is great timing because now I'm supposed to talk to you about Window World. But do we need to do traffic first?
No.
We don't?
No.
Okay, then let's talk. Let's talk about windows. I don't know a lot about windows. I don't think I've ever bought any windows except when I was, you know, like buying a house. You had to buy the windows with the house or adding on to a house or something. And when we did our addition, I had never heard of Window World. You know why? They didn't exist. We did the addition on our house 20 years ago. Window World's only been around 14 and a half years. And in 14 and a half years, they have been put in almost 50,000 houses just in the St. Louis area. Pretty impressive. You'd think that'd be a 100-year-old company. But it's not. And the other thing that's impressive is when a window is priced as reasonably as theirs, the only way they could be priced there is they got to be crappy windows, or they must not have much of a warranty. No, none of that's true. They're terrific windows. They're strong windows. They have a good housekeeping seal of approval, which is not easy to get, and they have a lifetime warranty, and they're offering 15 months same as cash financing with approved credit. You can call them. They will come out and give you a free estimate in your home. And if you like, they will actually show you how strong the windows are by standing on them and let you stand on them. I did it. Couldn't break it. Couldn't even begin to bend it or break it. I want to thank I don't like to give last names without people's permission, but let's just say, Chris, you and your wife, Heather, because I know for a fact that you bought, I believe, 18 windows from Window World and siding, because they are also in the siding and entry door business. So do us this favor. Oh, they have an excellent track record with the BBB. That's a big deal to a lot of people. So if it's a big deal to you, there you go. They have a great track record. J.D. Power loves Window World, and I think you will, too. If what you're looking for is just a good, strong, solid, durable window, you know the name. All you need is the website, Window World, windowworldstlouis.com. Traffic. I can't do it. Dan has to do it, Dan.
Yeah. Thanks, Frank. I'm going to throw it to Tim Weiland right now, and he's going to tell you about traffic, Tim.
All right, Dan, you've got an accident with Rescue on Tesson Ferry Road at Concord School Road. We just now see an accident. It's on the right shoulder, but EMS has not arrived yet. It's on westbound Highway 44 between Lewis Road and Highway 109, and you've got a considerable backup there. Another accident, it's on the overpass of Highway 141 at Highway 55. We're looking at, they have reopened Manchester Road out at Old State Road, but Mexico Road just a little bit west of Spencer, that was a serious motorcycle accident. That is still shut down, according to the St. Peter's Police. Eastbound Highway 270 is still running slow now, east of McDonald through about Washington Elizabeth, westbound 40. You're running slow now between Boyle and McCausland. A little heavy between 170 and Clayton Warson. They did clear that stalled tractor trailer that was blocking the right lane. And also on westbound 44, things are slowing. going a little west of Hampton out through their lane change at Shrewsbury. And this traffic report is brought to you by Dove Men Plus Care. No one wants to be the sweaty guy at work, right? So pick up some new Dove Men Plus Care. 91% of guys who use it recommend it. I'm Tim Weiland from the Big 550 KTRS Traffic Center.
You're listening to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon with traffic updates from the best in the business. Tim Weiland to get you home.
My job is to get you from point A to point B with the least amount of hassle and the safest way possible.
Weekday mornings, wake up to McGraw in the Morning with Kelly Jackson. You'll get the latest from ABC News, the award-winning KTRS News Department, weather from Fox 2, and the latest traffic updates from the hardest-working traffic guy in radio. Yep, you guessed it, Tim Weiland. Traffic reports when you need them. The Big 550 KTRS. Depend on it.
Message and data rates may apply.
Ladies, is the man in your life not as energetic or exciting as the guy you fell in love with? Well, it's not his fault. Once a man hits 45, his body has less free testosterone, which can make it a lot harder for him to stay in shape. That's why we want to give your guy a complimentary bottle of Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Nugenix can help boost his free testosterone levels with Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help him feel stronger, more energetic, and more passionate, too. So if you want to help the guy in your life feel like the man he used to be, just text 42424 and enter the word MUCH, and we'll give him a complimentary bottle. Award-winning Nugenix is available at many fine retailers, but you can only get your complimentary bottle from Nugenix. Text 42424 and enter MUCH. Again, text 42424 and enter MUCH.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
If you're young and healthy, you don't need life insurance, right? Yeah, that's what I used to think, too, until my brother died at 38. Joe left his wife with two kids, a mortgage, and a stack of bills she couldn't pay. Mary had to sell the house and move everybody into this tiny two-bedroom apartment just to make ends meet. I never want to do that to my wife, so I got life insurance. I called AIG Direct and was really surprised how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. Listen, if you have a family, you should seriously think about getting life insurance. You'll feel a lot better having it. Trust me.
Call AIG Direct for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. Call now. 1-800-400-1942. That's 1-800-400-1942. 1-800-400-1942.
Credit card debt is like quicksand. Once you fall into it, it's almost impossible to get out. That's because once they've trapped you, the credit card companies keep sucking you deeper into debt with outrageous interest rates and fees. But now you can pull yourself out of debt just by reaching for your phone and calling Credit Associates. If you owe $5,000 or more on your credit cards and you can't afford to pay off your debt, you don't have to. Let us settle your debt for a fraction of what you owe. We'll even show you how much you could save. For free information, call 1-800-900-1802. You can get completely free from debt faster than you ever imagined, without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee. You've got nothing to lose but your debt. So reach for your phone and pull yourself out of debt with this life-changing free information from Credit Associates. 1-800-900-1802. That's 1-800-900-1802.
Outdoor life, but in the heat, your cooler can lose its cool.
Ooh, this beer is warm.
Keep your drinks and food cool with a Yeti cooler from RTP. With a Yeti cooler, ice will last a week, even in the Missouri heat. And a Yeti cup or bottle will keep your drink ice cold all day long.
Now that's a cold beer.
RTP has the area's largest selection of Yeti products, from hard and soft-sided coolers to cups, bottles, and now the new jugs. They're located just off I-44 and 141 on West Outer Road in Valley Park. RTP, ready to play.
Mary, you're glowing gold.
I know. I joined the Fuel Rewards program and got rewarded with instant gold status at Shell.
And now your body radiates gold?
Yes, and I save 5 cents a gallon on every fill every day.
5 cents a gallon? Wow.
And gold is all the rage this season.
Oh, yeah.
Get rewarded with instant gold status at Shell with the Fuel Rewards program. It's free to join. So join now at fuelrewards.com/gold. Restrictions apply. Active gold status required. Introductory offer valid for 6 months after activation. Limit 20 gallons at participating Shell stations. See fuelrewards.com/gold for full details. Doesn't actually turn bodies gold.
Hi, it's Jennifer Blome with some great news from my friends at Sound Health Services. They have now opened ENT Now. ENT Now is a walk-in clinic at Manchester and 270 in De Pere Square that offers same-day care for ear, nose, or throat conditions. ENT Now. No appointments necessary. Open 7 to 7 Monday to Friday and Saturdays from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. Walk in or call 314-729-0077 or online at soundhealthservices.com. ENT Now.
Addiction can affect every family and every neighborhood. That's why there's ARCA. Find out more at ARCAMidwest.com. Whether your family is in the grips of a heroin addiction, maybe it's alcohol, maybe you're a working professional that has an addiction problem. ARCA has outpatient treatment programs as well as short-term and long-term programs to get you back up on your feet. I've seen it work myself. To find out more, 314-645-6840 or ARCAMidwest.com.
Family-owned and operated since 1972, Lakeside Roofing is celebrating 45 years in the roofing industry and would like to thank you for your support over the years. They specialize in all types of commercial and residential roofing and ensure quality and professionalism. Lakeside offers expert installation and maintenance along with inspection services to fix and prevent problems before they occur. Call 618-344-2800 in Illinois or 314-241-5253 in Missouri to speak to a roofing expert today. For more information, visit lakesideroofing.com. Choose experience. Choose Lakeside.
Staples has low prices on everything kids need for back to school. When your kids have what they need, they go back with confidence. Get everything they need for less at Staples. It's pro time.
Monday morning feels so bad.
Bad. Boy, this was a big song in the 60s.
Come and Tuesday, I feel better. Even my own man looks.
Yeah, I've almost got the words on the tip of my tongue. Oh, I get it. Hang on. I have my mind. Okay, here we go. The city. In case you don't know it, you're listening to the Big 550, KTRS. I'll wrap this tipping up thing with some... I found this pretty interesting. Creditcards.com published a report. I guess what they did is they got a bunch of credit card companies to supply them with some information because they got it all right there. It's how much was the meal, how much was the tip, and they were able to interview some people, so they found out, you know, male, female, political persuasion, whatever. So here's how it breaks down. Of all of the people from the Northeast, from the South, the Republicans, Democrats, credit card users, debit card users, the median tip now when dining at a restaurant, this is good news for wait staff people, is 20%. I was surprised. I thought it'd be lower. That's the median, is 20%. The worst tippers, women. Sorry, ladies. That's what it says. Their median is 16%. And Democrats, worst tip. You'd think it would be the opposite. And coming right in at a very close second to them at 15%, oh, actually worse, at 15%, Southerners.
Oh.
And they said people who tip with cash will tip less. That makes sense to me because you're looking at the actual money you're tipping. Where if it's a card, you write it down.
Right.
Cash tipper, if they tip cash, they tend to leave less than if they do it with a card. I don't know that I understand the Southern thing, them tipping less. And it says that 27% of hotel customers always tip the housekeeper at the hotel. That sounds high to me. 27%. I think most people do not tip whoever makes up your bed at the hotel. What do you think?
I would think that they don't.
Yeah, 27% do. And a little over a fourth. 31% never do. Not just sometimes, but say they never tip the hotel. My wife makes the bed in a hotel.
Oh,
no, she does. She doesn't do it perfectly, but she pulls us. I said, what are you doing? She goes, well, I don't want it to look like we're, you know, wild animals and everything. And she'll pick up things. She'll pick towels in the bathroom. She'll kind of fold them. I go, what are you doing?
I just throw the stuff all over the place.
I try to leave every light on, the TV on, take advantage
of it. Well, we usually don't even, we just keep that do not disturb sign on. If we're going to be there, you know, 3 or 4 days, they don't need to cut. If we have enough towels and anything, I don't need the bed made.
Oh, not me, man. If you're paying for it, I want new towels. I want the bed made, new fresh sheets, the whole thing. It says 29% of people who go to coffee shops always tip the barista. Really? 29%? 30% never do. And how about that word barista? We never heard of that word until 5 years ago.
Well, that's great at the place down here, you know, the bread place that serves bread here at Westport.
That place, yeah.
They have, when you check out now, because some places have the tip jar on the counter.
Right.
But this place has, when you swipe your card or whatever and pay on the screen, before you get your food, it says, would you like to tip?
Yeah, that's wrong. Yeah.
How would you even know
that's if that's wrong? That's wrong. 67% of people always tip the hairstylist or the barber. I can tell you something. I can't relate to that. I have not been in the chair of any kind of hair person for 40 years.
I should have gone today.
I had a haircut, nothing. I do it myself. I got a pair of Conair. I just run it across there. What else in here that you'd find interesting real quickly? Best tippers are men. Worst are women. Republicans, better tippers than Democrats. People from the Northeast. And that surprises me that they
better tippers,
best part of the country for tippers. And as I said, a card user as opposed to a cash tipper, they tip more. One in every five people who go into a sit down restaurant leave no tip. I don't buy that.
One in five.
Wow. I don't buy that. I don't buy that. That can't be right.
That seems like a lot.
I wonder if that takes into account places like, you know, the bread place downstairs where you can go in and sit, but it's not necessarily, I don't know, because I can't imagine.
The sweet spot, they say, for tipping is 16 to 20%. That's interesting to me, because it was forever 15%. And now I think, you know what, people have started to hear and become educated about how this is how these people make their living.
Yeah.
And maybe that's sinking in.
Well, that and too, they don't take into account, like I said earlier, when a server gets a tip, sometimes they have to tip the busboy afterwards. Sometimes they have to pool it and split.
Yeah. I don't
or
think
if
that's
there's
right
a, no. a place with drinks and they go get a drink from the bar, they tip out the bartender at the end of the night.
What they do at casinos a lot, where the dealers will have to pool their tips.
And I don't like tipping people there because they tap it on the table, put it in their pocket, but they pool it.
Yeah.
So the guy, the sourpuss guy, gets as much as the friendly. Nah, I don't think that's fair either. Bill Cleveland is on the way after we talk about mortgages. I'm kind of trying to sell a piece of property here, and I was on the phone a lot yesterday, and I'll be on again online tonight with this real estate agent. They will talk a lot about real estate. It's a very interesting business to me, the real estate business. And after all that other stuff you have to go through, and the offer, and the counter, and the rejection, and then the counter, and blah, 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 title company, and you get on to the mortgage. Unless you can pay cash, and good for you. Mortgage. American Equity Mortgage. It's in the name. Talk to them. Give them a shot. Give them a chance to get you the best rate. Well, their goal is to get you the best rate anybody can get you based on your credit history. And the other thing that is, and there's no person anywhere who can argue that this is not smart to pay off credit card debt if you're a homeowner. Nobody. Nobody can make that argument. It's a smart thing to do. You're a homeowner, use the equity, pay off credit cards. There's a reason that minimum payment is there. It's for them, not you, to keep you indebted to them for the next 20 or 30 years. American Equity Mortgage, AmericanEquity.com, or 314-878-9999.
All right, let's get another check on traffic. Here's Tim Wyland.
Well, you are really jammed up on southbound Tesson Ferry from just north of Baptist Church. That goes all the way south of Concord School Road. That's where they were working with an earlier accident. You've got an accident blocking the two right lanes on northbound 255 north of Highway 64 in Illinois, and traffic is backed up south of Highway 64. They're working with an accident on westbound Highway 44 west of Lewis Road. It's actually just before Highway 109. The right lane is blocked. You've got traffic slowed just before 109 all the way back to east of Lewis Road. Then you have eastbound Highway 270 slowing down now from McDonald through Washington Elizabeth. Westbound 70, you're slow from Union out through Jennings Station Road, heavy from 170 through Lindbergh. And this traffic report brought to you by Dove Men Plus Care. No one wants to be the sweaty guy at work, right? So pick up some new Dove Men Plus Care. 91% of guys who use it recommend it. I'm Tim Weiland from the Big 550 KTRS Traffic Center.
I've been to Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Alabama, Tuscaloosa, Babalaba-Dee-Dee-Baba.
You know what that means. Have you ever been to Babalaba-Dee-Baba?
No.
It's a great place. It's time for Bill Cleveland, the guy who's been everywhere, is trying to go everywhere. He's brought to you, of course, Window World. Number one selling replacement window in the United States. Let's give it up for the man who's been everywhere, or close to it, Bill Cleveland, everybody.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Bill. And as I always like to start this, where are you taking us?
All right. We're going to head south today, hopefully where some nice tippers are located. Louisiana, Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Has anyone been to Baton Rouge before?
I have not.
No.
Okay. Baton Rouge, you know what Baton Rouge means?
No, it means put rouge on your baton.
It means red stick.
It's close.
It's an Indian deal. Yeah, very close. Red stick, Baton Rouge.
Dan, don't say anything about dogs and lipstick. I know you're thinking about it.
A lot of folks are headed to New Orleans. They love going there. But a lot of people bypass Baton Rouge. It's on the way. It, of course, is the state capital. And one of the things I always suggest to people is visit the state capitol building in Baton Rouge. It is the tallest capitol building in the entire United States. 34 stories up, 450 feet tall. A really cool observation deck on the 27th floor gives you some fantastic views of downtown Baton Rouge and looking over at the Mississippi River. It's a pretty interesting history as well. In 1970, there was a bomb explosion inside the state capitol, inside the Senate portion of the state capitol. And if you walk into the Senate and you look up, you will see a pencil in the ceiling from that bomb explosion, still in the ceiling from all those years ago. It's also the assassination point of the governor at the time, Huey Long, when they first built this. Huey Long, he was shot and killed inside the state capitol building. There are bullet holes still in the wall today from when he was assassinated way back when. But Baton Rouge, great place. Lots of great food. If you've never tried all the southern Louisiana food, if I can do it as a picky eater, anybody else can do it for sure. Lots
Cajun?
Of fun stuff.
Sure,
I'm sorry?
A lot of Cajun food there?
A lot of Cajun food, yeah.
Yeah,
but
I don't like
some really
Cajun.
Good stuff.
Have you ever eaten those crawfish like they have?
Yes.
What's the big deal with that?
Oh, and people suck the heads.
And you got to eat 1,000 of them to get a meal.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
Yeah, and the oysters, very big on oysters there. They like those. I actually tried those. They look kind of like an eyeball or something. Would you agree, maybe?
Maybe they told you that. They were oysters, they were really eyeballs.
They're actually pretty good.
Yeah? All right, wrap it up.
There you go, Baton Rouge. I'm Bill Cleveland on the road and, of course, on the Big 550 KTRS.
All right, thank you, Bill. There you go. There's your suggestion. Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Bill Cleveland, courtesy of Window World, the number one selling replacement window in the United States. We got a great joke. Peon just reminded me of it.